It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
well,
my
maybe
dog.
Don't let him eat the napkin.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Can't, told you to breed the freaking dog in the first place.
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge stuff on
the
air.
You know what? If your dog wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Ready? Ready to
I
talk
was
some
paying
sports?
Attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening.
You know, this team's just not that good.
No, Bob, I'm listening. Here, boy. Down here. Come here.
What? We went over this in a meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Ah, yes. That time of the morning on a Friday where we yank the emergency break of the week. It's brought to us by Classic BMW. We give you three candidates, and we let you vote on it. So democratic. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from Stars Play-by-Play right here on the ticket. Boy, did the P1s rear up this week when they heard this during a game. Josh Bogaard, who I don't think has been up for an e-break just yet, was... I'm not sure what word he was going for, but he shortened it. That dangerous time where you shorten a word. And it was a very unfortunate word. It starts with a C.
Yandel's going to climb up the ladder. He's just a half dozen shy of fifth place. Craig Ramsey and puck up out of play. Yeah, when you can just be a consistent contributor every single night, you know you're going to get penciled in.
Oh, dear. Mm.
When you can just be a that.
It's always that syllable.
I know.
So I have a question about beeping, and I think you're playing it safe and smart by beeping that. But since he wasn't intending to say that word, did we, by FCC rules, have to bleep it?
Let's just say I ran it by other people.
Okay.
And they suggested that we put a beep on
it. I'm all for playing it safe.
Yeah.
Good job.
Oh, yeah. Switzer right agrees.
Yay. So it was pretty harsh.
Yes. Mm. It was the
very
word.
Harsh.
Yeah.
Why is it always that word?
I don't know.
And so what was he trying to say there?
I think it was Razor's influence.
Contrast, maybe?
Because it seems to come up mostly when people are trying to say country.
Yes.
Whoa.
So he was trying to say contrast?
I think. Let's hear one more time. I don't know.
Yandel's going to climb up the ladder. He's just a half dozen shy of fifth place. Craig Ramsey and puck up out of play. Yeah, when you can just be a consistent contributor every single night, you know you're going to get penciled in.
Or when you can just be a blank every single night, that means he doesn't like that player.
Razor laying out on him there. All right. Well, there's Josh as candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from the Hardline, where Danny Bayless was left to do the research on how old is Rick the Goose Goslin. This caused a lot of confusion on the Hardline, and Danny even added to the confusion.
How old he be?
Always did. I don't know.
Late 50s, mid-50s?
What?
I don't know.
No. Like 70-something. Right?
Goose, 70-something?
Really? Why don't you just look it up on your phone?
I don't think so.
60-something?
Yeah, probably early 60s.
Early 60s?
I'll bet you. 62, 63, somewhere around there. I'll bet you.
Ty?
Don't look at me.
He's looking. He's working.
Call Norm.
Call Norm.
All right. Up next, it is a great day today, and you know why?
He's 62.
Come on.
Yeah.
Nope. He's not.
Well, what is he?
There's a dip. This is Rich Goslin, a former Canadian hockey player. I can't find an age on him, man.
All right. It is a great day today. Supermodel. I will tell you why next.
You found the hockey player instead. Best I can find, Goose graduated from Michigan State in 1972. So that would make him anywhere from 68 to 70, somewhere in there.
Yeah, that's about what I was going to guess 65 to 70, somewhere in that range. He doesn't seem that old to me, though.
No. No, Goose is taking really good care of himself over the years. A goose. Candidate number three. This is another member of the hard line, Mike Reiner. Not quite ready for the concert calendar.
Okay, how about a nice concert calendar here?
Sounds good.
Round out the broadcast week.
I guess so.
You all right over there?
What? Yeah,
concert calendar's not on your phone.
What's going on over there, Holmes?
Can you not find the concert calendar?
Yeah, I can find it. I just can't get it to download.
Download?
Yeah, I can't get it to open.
It's just an email.
I know.
Good gravy.
Here, you want to send it to me?
Hold on. This is going to take some time.
All right. Well, we got time.
Yeah, we got a
few
minutes.
Why didn't you already have it opened up?
Normally, it doesn't take that much time. Usually, it's easy peasy. Tonight, it's not. What am I supposed to do?
You know, Mike, nothing. Just do nothing.
Look, I tried to open it.
Yeah,
what do you
like
want?
Just now.
Yes. All right, here it is. Here it is.
Oh, you got it now?
Yeah, it's open now.
Okay.
You happy?
Me and the rest of the Metroplex that are waiting to find out what they're going to do this weekend.
Yeah, they're all sitting there.
Well, all right,
with their tucks on, trying to figure out where they're going tonight.
Well, shut up and listen then.
Gosh.
Does that happen tonight on Entertainment Tonight when they're talking about things that are coming up that weekend? Just listen to the beginning of it and see if Rhines is padding for time there.
Okay, how about a nice concert calendar here?
Sounds good.
Round out the broadcast week.
I guess so.
You all right over there?
yeah,
concert calendar's not on your phone.
What's going on over there, Holmes?
It's not Mad Danny.
Can you not find the concert calendar?
Yeah, I can find it. I just can't get it to download.
Download?
Yeah, I can't get it to open.
It's just an email.
I know.
Good gravy.
Here, you want to send it to me?
Hold on. This is going to take some time.
All right. Well, we got time.
Yeah, we got a few minutes.
Why didn't you already have it opened up?
Normally, it doesn't take that much time. Usually, it's easy peasy. Tonight, it's not. What am I supposed to do?
You know, Mike, nothing. Just do nothing.
Look, I tried to open it.
Yeah,
what do you
like
want?
Just now.
Yes. All right, here it is. Here it is.
Oh, you got it now?
Yeah, it's open now.
Okay.
You happy?
Me and the rest of the Metroplex that are waiting to find out what they're going to do this weekend.
Yeah, they're all sitting there.
Well, all right,
with their tucks on, trying to figure out where they're going tonight.
Well, shut up and listen then.
Do you think Mino and
tonight
Ty Walker just in like the fetal position underneath their desk, just hoping that the fighting will stop? Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I actually edited out about another minute and a half.
Good Lord.
Took a while.
Where Corby was covering by giving an update on a story from earlier.
Mino and Ty are going to have to go to therapy for a long time to get over how they were raised.
By that fighting trio. All right, so those are your three candidates. Josh Bogorod, Danny, or Mike. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, musers. I would like to vote. Hold on, waiting on my email here.
We got you.
All right.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'm still waiting to find out what concert was going to be last weekend from Mike Reiner.
Still waiting, huh? All right. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM and FM.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Could you give me some relief?
No, never.
It's just childish stuff.
No, it's just kid stuff.
That's enough out of you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Mike and Danny sound like an old married couple arguing about the concert calendar, so give me them.
Okay. Thanks for the vote. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Yeah, this is easy peasy. Right. Hold on. Crap. It's not downloading. Give me a second.
Okay. Thank you for the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
I'm all backed up, George. Can you give me some relief?
Stop it. Come on, George.
Stop it.
Here's another P1 that just
y'all
needs...
forget about that stupid documentary.
You just need some relief, sir?
Yes. I just need a tug.
Okay, that's enough. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well,
Well, I was really wanting to know when the Chainsaw Kittens were playing in Deep Ellum, but Reiner blew that for me. Jeez.
Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. That was quick. Mike does it again.
Okay, how about a nice concert calendar here?
Sounds good.
Round out the broadcast week.
I guess so.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm
concert calendar's not on your phone.
What's going on over there, Holmes?
Can you not find the concert calendar?
Yeah, I can find it.
Well,
I just can't get it to download.
Download?
Yeah, I can't get it to open.
It's just an email.
I know.
Good gravy.
Here, you want to send it to me?
Hold on. This is going to take some time.
All right. Well, we got time.
Yeah, we got a few minutes.
Why didn't you already have it opened up?
Normally, it doesn't take that much time. Usually, it's easy peasy. Tonight, it's not. What am I supposed to do?
You know, Mike, nothing. Just do nothing.
Look, I tried to open it.
Yeah,
what do you
like
want?
Just now.
Yes. All right, here it is. Here it is.
Oh, you got it now?
Yeah, it's open now.
Okay.
You happy?
Me and the rest of the Metroplex that are waiting to find out what they're going to do this weekend.
Yeah, they're all sitting there.
Well, all right,
with their
then.
Tux on, trying all to figure out where they're going tonight.
Well, shut up and listen then.
Tux.
Mike's been a big player lately. Last couple of years, how many?
81st win, 23 behind Norman. It's kid stuff, Frito Hitzkus.
81st.
Wow.
Man, he's closing in on 100 here in the next year or so. Maybe he can get there.